Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're down by 21 points, 4th and 4. Pressure. Tua steps up. He's going to run for the first down and takes a shot at the 6-yard line. Hamlin hit him, and Tua down. Picked up the first, split the seam, but pays the price.
That was a scary situation last night on Thursday Night Football, given who it was, his background with head injuries, and just watching Tua on the field last night in that fencer's pose, or whatever it's referred to. Where inadvertently your hands just go up, everybody knew it right away.
Dog,
you know who? Awful. You know who hit him?
DeMar Hamlin,
which
of
is
all
crazy.
People. Like, no, it's insane.
Which is nuts. I didn't realize
a
that
guy who died on the field a couple years ago.
Till like the third replay, I didn't even notice that's who hit him.
Yep.
And you know, you have to wonder big picture: is Tua playing again? If he even wants to, when does he come back? Would it be this season? What does that mean for the Dolphins long term? What does that mean for the Dolphins short term? What are they going to do at quarterback? And what does it mean for the Patriots in the division? We can get into all of it here on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. It's a Patriots Friday. We will talk to Alex Van Pelt. Noontime hour, being told, Dietrich Wise, floating target, as we told you earlier.
Yeah.
Now noontime hour as well.
Love it.
So
us and the listener on our toes.
Psych.
Yep.
You thought you were tuning in for Dietrich Wise now? No, not so fast.
My friends.
Noontime hour.
So Tua came into the league with a lot of injury concerns because he had the hip injury at Alabama, but it wasn't really the concussions. It was like all these other things, right?
I mean,
I don't think it was concussions at Alabama.
I don't remember concussions at Alabama. You're right. The hip issue.
But then he has had some of the most scary and hard to watch concussions over the last few years.
They showed him all last night. Like,
yeah.
The ones where his head is just bouncing
smashing
off the turf.
Off the ground is brutal.
Scary.
And, you know, it's his call, and it's like the medical staff's call, but he should stop playing football. Like, that's how I view it. Like, I think he's tried it. He's gone back out there. It's just one horrific brain injury after the next. And, you know, I'm certainly not a doctor. Like, I don't know if it's one of those things where, like, the damage is done, and it's like you get back out there and just try to finish as much of your career as you can. Or if you stop now, it feels like if you stop now, maybe you have a better chance of having some sort of recovery and maybe some sort of quality of life after. You know, these guys know the risks, especially now. And if you ask a lot of them, I remember years ago asking Michael Irvin when, you know, they didn't have as much knowledge on concussions then. But, you know, we asked him, like, hey, if you knew about it, like, would you have still done it? And he's like, absolutely. Like, absolutely I would have still done it, knowing the risk. And he even ended his career with a horrific injury, too, like a career-ending injury. Not a concussion, but still the same idea. So I think these guys would still sign up for it, and they would still do it. But you're like, my God, how many more hits like that can Tua really take? I think it's probably it.
Yeah, so I don't want to blame Tua for the hit last night,
no.
And so I don't want this to come off this way, but you do wonder about that hit specifically, what he saw. You know, like what was the awareness level of getting crunched there? Why didn't he get down?
Yeah, maybe slide, maybe like always slide.
A lot was made this offseason about Tua dropping some weight. He's not Lamar, but Tua dropping some weight to be a little bit more elusive. I didn't watch a ton of that Dolphins game the first week, but I know the book on him was that he looked a little bit more mobile and was moving a little bit better. Maybe he just felt like he's moving better, and that's why he thought he could pick up the extra yardage there. But, you know, part of why he got crunched is because he didn't go down. He didn't slide. And again, it's not like he meant to get hurt, and I'm putting that on him, but just it was awkward.
Yeah, and you're more of a risk doing that.
Yeah.
Running like that, diving the way that you dove, like you're going to get, that's going to happen. 100%.
We talked about, to bring up Lamar again, we talked about this after the Thursday night kickoff last week. Some of the hits he took on the sideline and in that game, I'm like, he's not going to survive the year if you're not giving your body up and you know, just making sure that you get down in some of those cases. So it's terrifying. I would guess he'll play again. I mean, I would get, it didn't look like he wanted to come off the field last night, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
And so,
I mean, he might not have known where he was.
No, true. Yeah. But I would guess he's going to play again. But if I were the Dolphins, I'm with you. I would intervene. And
that is really tough.
I would not expect him back this season or anytime soon. I mean, that I would say. But if he sat out the rest of the year and came back next year, that wouldn't surprise me.
Well, it's also the NFL. Like, you don't know if you trust the concussion protocols, too, because then, like, he comes back and, like, is he going to pass the test? Like, what is the test? Is the test, like, all right, stand up. Stands up. Hey, he passed the test.
Yeah,
he stood up. I told him to stand up, and he stood up. So, like, that part of it is scary, because I'm sure he's going to want to come back, because he's been asked about it before. He has suffered these horrific concussions before, and obviously he has come back. The Dolphins gave him a monster contract. You know, you wonder how much that's going to factor into any of these decisions. I don't know.
Can I tell you the Mike McDaniel thing that a lot of people are, oh, the little smooch on the head? You see that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, when he was coming off the field, when he finally walked off the field,
smooch?
McDaniel gave him a little smooch on the head.
All right.
To me, that all felt a little forced and staged.
Really?
And not to be like glass half empty a-hole, but that all felt a little, given how horribly they handled his situation a couple of years ago.
I'm seeing it now.
And given how horribly McDaniel specifically handled it a couple of years ago, like trying to talk his way out of it and like having him back out on the field and this and that.
Yeah.
That all felt a little forced and staged.
Also, not to be that guy, but don't touch his head. Like, in all seriousness, like maybe don't go over there and put your hand on his head and kiss him.
The first thing I thought of was our interview with Taylor Twellman last week.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you talking soccer?
Yeah.
The first thing I thought of.
Concussions, yeah.
Well, was like when we were asking Taylor Twellman about the Guardian caps. He had his concussion awareness last weekend at Gillette. And we asked him about the Guardian caps, and he's like, well, yeah, you can put some foam on your head, but you're still,
rattling around.
I don't think the Guardian cap would have done anything on that hit, is what I was saying.
So what do you think? All right, let's just say, for the sake of this argument, they shut Tua down for the year, and he's not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they ride with Skylar Thompson the rest of the way? Do they call a certain Tom Brady?
Okay, well, I don't think it's Skylar Thompson.
There's a big swing there. There's a big gap.
I don't want to say his name, but a certain Tom Brady.
It rhymes with Tom Brady.
So you think Brady's coming back?
Yeah, I do.
Hang on. You actually think he's coming back?
I think he's coming back to the Dolphins. Yeah.
Not they're going to call him.
I think it's perfect. I think it makes all the sense in the world.
No, it is perfect.
But for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not just perfect for Miami, or it's not just perfect for Tom Brady, or Fox. I think all three are
Greg Olson's right back on the lead
pile.
Job. Yeah,
I, as listeners and viewers of the product.
Human beings with ears.
It's a win for everybody, in my humble opinion, because he's not quitting. He's not getting fired from the Fox gig. This opportunity, which wasn't available to be in the season, is now available.
I just miss the game so much.
He lives in Miami.
Yep.
Miami's wanted him. They're built to win.
Connection to Stephen Ross, Michigan
Stephen
guy.
Stephen Ross guy was tampering, trying to get him there.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, you have a high-powered offense. I think it's pretty real. I do. Now, I know it didn't get that close. Jay Cutler never called games, but several years ago, same thing happened. The Dolphins quarterback got hurt. Jay Cutler had a job with Fox. And before he even called the game, he bailed on that and jumped in for a year, $10 million, and was, you know, whatever. He had a Jay Cutler season. But I think they go full tilt on – now, that is – if we find out Tua is, in fact, shut down for the year. If they're like, hey, he's going to come back in 3 weeks, then, like, okay, maybe you don't do all that. But if they pull the plug on Tua for the season, they're not playing Skylar Thompson. The team's too good.
Can Brady do it, given his ownership stake or potential ownership stake in the Raiders?
Probably not, but I wonder if there's sort of a, hey, let's put this on hold type of thing. But, like, this is a unique opportunity – you know, he's already kind of messing around and having to do less when it comes to the broadcasting. I wonder if they're like, hey, I thought I was retired. This opportunity is too good. I'm going to play, and then let's pick up the, you know, the paperwork, whatever. I don't know all that stuff. But, yeah, well, put a pin in it.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It hasn't been voted on yet, and Rappaport had the story this weekend on one of the NFL Network pregame show that it could be revisited in October. It could be revisited at the end of the year. And so maybe you revisit it next spring. I don't think that's the biggest hurdle either. I just think it's worth bringing up.
Playing for the Dolphins.
So Brady for the... if you're the Dolphins, you're like, we already lost a draft pick over this a-hole. Like, bring him in. Let's get something out of
him. Who says no? Miami, Brady, or Fox? Does anybody step in and say no?
No.
I think they're all on board. And if not him, who?
Okay, well, I do have some answers.
Okay.
Mac
Jones?
Yeah.
No, they're trying to win games in Miami.
Okay, I'm just saying. Yeah, okay. Would I prefer Brady or Mac? Duh. I'm just saying, like, who are some other options?
Mac Jones. Okay.
The text line brought this up early in the show, 37937. I'd have to scroll to find it. What about the Patriots shipping Jacoby Brissett down there? And now the Drake May era is underway.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate that either.
I would do that, too.
He played for the Dolphins. Did he play for the Dolphins with McDaniel?
Was
he the guy who replaced Tua the last time? Hang on. Efforting.
No. I don't think so.
But he was in Miami.
I think it's Skylar Thompson again.
I think it was like Skylar.
Okay.
Skylar Thompson's getting a lot of run down there,
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, oh, Teddy B.
That's true.
Might have been Teddy B.
He was in Miami in 2021.
So that would have been the last year of Flores.
Okay, got it. Thank you. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Belichick connection.
Right.
Brissett.
So who would be like a old Shanahan quarterback that's like available? Like Kyle Shanahan.
Bring Tannehill back. He's already played there, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, I think he'd shoot higher than that.
Who's the backup in Minnesota that used to be in San Francisco before that?
Oh.
Mullins?
Oh, Nick Mullins.
Mullins?
Yeah, maybe him.
Yeah.
Maybe Nick Mullins.
It's a Heat shout out.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trek pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.